Today's Thursday, December 26th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 412. I am joined by Patrick Murray and Paul Konikowski talking about BiAmp acquiring community speakers. Paul Konikowski starts off talking about the factors that could have led BiAmp to seek out community speakers.
A lot of companies have done kind of what you said, where they just OEM a speaker and slap their name on it, often stealing speakers, that sort of thing. But community has always been known for larger format. They've been kind of been known on the more economical side of PA systems, but they definitely have a large market share in terms of outdoor speakers, stadium, high school stadium type stuff. I've used their Entasis columns, which really fit that price and performance spot. So to me, this was a very smart move by them, by both sides, because BiAmp really has earned a great reputation in the industry. And so now it turns into a bit more of a one-stop shop, and they can think about, you know, pairing their speakers with their DSP systems, that sort of thing. So it'd be interesting to see what kind of Dante or AVB integration may come along, that sort of thing. So I think it's a great move.
Patrick, one of the things that both Rashid said in the press and in other places was that they were not looking to pull back on what community has already been known for, meaning that they're not going to go away from, as Paul said, the large venue stuff. They're gonna kind of double down on that. But where else do you see BiAmp leveraging the intellectual properties, the IP that community has, into getting into other areas?
Well, audio isn't really my main strength, but you could really imagine taking that technology and putting it in the conference room. That's really the biggest area where we're seeing the most growth lately, is just ceiling speakers in conference rooms. And kind of like what Paul was saying, how are you going to integrate that entire thing from the microphone to the speaker with the DSP in the middle? Some kind of a configurable system is pretty easy to imagine. Using Dante, just having Dante everywhere, everything's on the network, just making it really simple to integrate all these different parts and get them up and running. And that could be applied in, yeah, all different markets.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.